Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ. I am Father Philip Hill, the rector of St. Peter's Parish in North Long Island, and the priest in charge of St. Christopher's in Rumkey. And today's devotions are brought to you by the Anglican Diocese of the Bahamas and the Turks and Caicos Islands. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, who in the Paschal mystery established the new covenant of reconciliation, grant that all who have been reborn into the fellowship of Christ's body may show forth in their lives what they profess by their faith. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Our text this morning is taken from John chapter 6, verse 1 to 15. After this, Jesus went to the other side of the Sea of Galilee, also called Sea of Tiberias. A large crowd kept following him because they saw the signs that he was doing for the sick. Jesus went up the mountain and sat down there with his disciples. Now the Passover, the festival of the Jews, was near. When he looked up and saw a large crowd coming toward him, Jesus said to Philip, "Where are we to buy bread for these people to eat?" He said this to test him, for he himself knew what he was going to do. Philip answered him, "6 months' wages would not buy enough bread for each of them to get a little." One of the disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to him, "There is a boy here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. But what are they among so many people?" Jesus said, "Make people sit down." Now there was a great deal of grass in the place, so they sat down, about 5,000 in all. Then Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed them to those who were seated. So also the fish, as much as they wanted. When they were satisfied, he told the disciples, "Gather up the fragments left over, so that nothing may be lost." So they gathered them up, and from the fragments of the 5 barley loaves left by those who had eaten, they filled 12 baskets. When the people saw the sign that had been done, they began to say, "This is indeed the prophet who is to come into the world." When Jesus realized that they were about to come and take him by force to make him king, he withdrew again to the mountain by himself. The Gospel of Christ. Praise to Christ, our Lord. In St. John's account, which we read this morning, we see that the physical feeding of the 5,000 is a prefiguring or preemption of Jesus' monumental claim, "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry, and he who believes in me will never go thirsty," which we find in John 6 and 35. Jesus fed the multitudes physically as he feeds the multitudes today spiritually. Indeed, that is the essence of some interpretations of Holy Communion within our Anglican Church. However, can this story have any practical relevance for us today? I believe so. The story itself illustrates 3 Christian principles about the character of God that in our struggles in life we can tend to overlook. The first is that God wants us to bring our problems, concerns, and worries to Him. The disciples had a massive problem. How were they to feed 5,000 people with no supermarkets, no food stores, or anything around them to buy the food? It seemed like an impossible problem and task, but they did the only thing they could. They looked to Jesus for the answer. And in looking to Jesus, they found the answer and were supplied. The second principle is that God can take our meager resources and use them in a spectacular way. We might feel like the disciples did when it came to those 5 loaves and 2 fish, and that wasn't going to be enough. But our gifts in the hands of God can be multiplied spectacularly. Often we think that what we have to offer isn't worth offering. Jesus took those 5 loaves and 2 fish to feed 5,000 people. God provides, but He has chosen to use the little we have to kickstart or jumpstart the process. I find that personally exciting, that we can participate in God's solution to our problems. And number 3, the third principle is that when God supplies the needs, everyone goes home satisfied. What has often surprised me in this story is the fact that there were 12 baskets left over. People didn't just eat a little, they ate a lot, and there was still some left over. When God supplies our needs, we don't have to worry. He cares for us, just as we do for our little children. So when we are tempted to worry, we should recall what Jesus said in Matthew 6, 31-34. Do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. My brothers and sisters, as followers of Jesus, we are called to seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness first and foremost. There is a temptation to look at all the problems we have in despair, fret, and worry. However, today, Jesus challenges us to draw aside and bring our problems and concerns to him.